This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Monday using U.S.-provided Patriot anti-missile systems ensured a 100% interception rate and would play a role in pushing forward against Russia's invasion.
Коли патріоти в руках українців забезпечують 100% збиття.
Zelensky made his remarks after overnight and daytime attacks on Kyiv and other targets by Russian and missiles and drones. Russia's Interior Ministry issued an arrest warrant on Monday for U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham following his comments related to the fighting in Ukraine. Graham met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Friday. Zelensky's office later released an edited video of the encounter in which Graham said, quote, "the Russians are dying," and describes the U.S. military assistance to the country as the best money we've ever spent. On the streets of Istanbul, Recep Tayyip Erdogan's presidential runoff victory is being welcomed by some, but with Turkey facing soaring inflation and a weakening currency for others, Sunday's result is fueling fear of what's next. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
On news of his victory, Erdogan sang to his supporters, vowing he would be with them until the grave. Some observers say that given Erdogan has never been more powerful, he could already be planning to abolish presidential term limits as part of constitutional reform plans. But Erdogan faces formidable challenges, with the Turkish leader's vow to continue his unorthodox economic policies, which are widely blamed for soaring inflation and a weakening currency. Some analysts warn financial turmoil could be looming. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Police fired tear gas and demonstrators burned cars on Monday near the home of Senegal's main opposition leader as tensions rise in the capital days before a court verdict is expected. Ousmane Sonko is being tried for rape and death threats against a woman working at a massage parlor and could face up to 10 years in prison. If convicted, he would be barred from running in next year's presidential elections. Sonko and his supporters maintain his legal troubles are part of an effort by President Macky Sall's government to derail his candidacy. The United Nations Environmental Program, or UNEP, is hosting talks in Paris this week on a global plastic waste reduction treaty with discussions on recycling and or restricting production. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
Many countries say the treaty's goal should be circularity, or keeping already produced plastic items in circulation as long as possible. UNEP has released a blueprint for reducing plastic waste by 80% by 2040. It outlined three key areas of action: reuse, recycling, and reorientation of plastic packaging to alternative materials. But some environmental groups criticized the report for focusing on waste management, which they saw as a concession to the global plastics and petrochemicals industry.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. A handful of hard-right U.S. Republican lawmakers said on Monday they would oppose a deal to raise the United States debt ceiling. In a sign, the bipartisan agreement could face a rocky path through Congress before the U.S. runs out of money next week. Although expected, the opposition illustrates the hurdles Democratic President Joe Biden and top congressional Republican Kevin McCarthy will have to overcome to see the Republican-controlled House of Representatives and Democratic-controlled Senate pass the package. An apartment building in the U.S. Midwestern state of Iowa that collapsed on Sunday will be demolished, AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
Officials in Davenport say the demolition of what was once the Davenport Hotel will begin Tuesday morning. The collapse injured at least one person and displaced countless residents and business owners. It's not known why the building collapsed, but Davenport Fire Chief Michael Carlston says investigators are searching for a cause.
There's been normal rental complaints, but there has been some complaints to the structure. We issued notice and orders to have those repaired. The building owner hired their own engineering firm to direct them, and the repairs needed to be made.
Residents have not been allowed back inside to remove their belongings due to the building's unstable condition. I'm Mike Hempen.
And I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA.